Hi, this is Alana from Sawkill. I'm the host of There There on WGXC Acra, Hudson, and Catskill. Radio for open ears.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowan Acre, and you've tuned in to the WGXC Morning Show. And today, we've got all sorts of songs and sounds and stories for you today. We'll hear brand new music from jazz legends Peter Brotzman, Milford Graves, and William Parker. Plus, we'll hear the WGXC Congressional Report, the latest news about the representatives of the New York 19 and New York 20 Congressional District and the folks that want to replace them in Washington, D.C. Plus, we'll hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all begins after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Airwaves controlled.
Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom, wgxc.org, for more information about any of these stories. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman that a retired Dutchess County Sheriff's deputy and the office's first openly transgender employee announced February 14th that she is a candidate for Dutchess County Sheriff in November. T. Jillian Hanlon, 57, of Millbrook, said she will seek the Democratic and Working Families Party lines. The office is currently held by Republican Kirk Imperardi, who became acting sheriff in 2021, following the death of veteran Sheriff Butch Anderson. Imperardi is running on the Republican and conservative lines. Quote, "It's really important that the people in Dutchess County choose a sheriff who is competent and compassionate," unquote, Hanlon said. Quote, "I'm more than just about policing. I'm about justice in policing. I'm about justice in corrections, and I'm about justice in our communities," unquote, she said. A 24-year veteran of the Dutchess County Sheriff's Department, Hanlon served as a corrections officer from 1997 to 1999 and a sheriff's deputy from 1999 until her retirement in 2021. During her time as deputy, Hanlon held a variety of positions, including road patrol deputy, school resource officer, analyst, trainer, and public information officer. If elected, Hanlon said she would bring a new vision to the office's corrections division and to make sure the county's new Justice and Transition Center is successful. Hanlon said blame for the decade of jail overcrowding and chronic understaffing sits squarely on the shoulders of the county's Republican leaders. She warned that without a significant cultural change within the sheriff's department, the, quote, "new facility will fail," unquote. Hanlon holds an associate's degree in criminal justice and a bachelor's degree in organizational leadership and communication. If elected, she said she will be the first openly transgender sheriff in the country. Read more about the story in the Daily Freeman. The Greenville Middle High School robotics team on February 13th advanced to the New York Regional Championship following a win in the qualifier tournament, according to a statement on the district website. The Greenville Spartans bot competed in the first Tech Challenge Peak Skill Qualifier Tournament for the Excelsior region and was part of the winning alliance at the event. The robot created by the Spartan bots performed well throughout each of the tournament matches. The team received the Innovate Award and for demonstrating gracious professionalism, building and programming a stable, reliable robot, as well as documenting their journey through a written 100-page engineering notebook. The team now advances to the New York Regional Championship on March 6th to be held at the Mohawk Valley Community College in Utica. The Peekskill Tournament featured 23 teams from all over New York, including several from John Jay High School, Albany Academies, Scarsdale, Seton Catholic Central, and Binghamton, along with community teams from Putnam, Warwick, and Ossining. Read more about the story at the Greenville Central School District website, with a link on the WGXC newsroom. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Republican Joe Pinion hopes to unseat Democrat Chuck Schumer, who has been a New York senator since 1998 in the November election. Quote, "I think when you look at the pain many New Yorkers have been enduring for the last 24 years, when you look at the pain many Americans have been feeling over the last 2 years in the grasp of COVID, it felt it was time to build an uncommon coalition to achieve an uncommon outcome, to build an America that works for we the people again," unquote. Pinion, a former personality on the right-wing Newsmax network, said. Schumer is also the Senate Majority Leader, and only one senator holding that post has ever lost an election. Quote, "On paper, if you're looking at the history, then this is a fool's errand," unquote, Pinion said. Quote, "But the hard truth is, when you're looking at the reality of New Yorkers, we are a state of 19 million and shrinking, because we are a working-class state filled with working-class people and not nearly enough working-class opportunities to be found. If you're unhappy with the world as it is today, you cannot vote for the architects who built it," unquote. Ballotpedia reports that Republican Alex Missey is also running for Schumer's Senate seat, so at least those two will face off on New York's June 28th primary election. Read more about this story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.
Welcome to the video rental store in your mind.
Looking for something to watch, but feeling overwhelmed by all the options?
Feeling unsatisfied with all the boring, restrictive categories like romance and drama or horror?
Tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. and get turned on to movie genres like eco-horror,
unsettling kids' movies,
alien boyfriends,
creepy therapy.
Start listening so you can start watching today.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, February 22nd. Early this morning, the temperature range is flipped. We have 27 in Kingston and 35 in Hunter. There is a continued warm-up on the way. 46 degrees can be expected by 1 p.m. Around that time, rain enters the area and will get stronger near dark as temperatures reach 50 degrees. Rain stops near midnight and temperatures hit 54 degrees by dawn tomorrow. Wednesday will be dry with a high of 58, happening around 11 a.m. A dangerously freezing drop to 23 degrees overnight takes us into a Thursday with a high of only 33 and a preview of the coming snow. Some flakes will be falling in the afternoon and after dark. Friday, we're looking at a day of snowfall. 6 inches in all so far is expected, with a high of 35 degrees. Sunset today will be at 5:22 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:38 a.m. Looking way up, we see the promising solar regions have decayed, lowering chances for flares and radio blackouts today. Incoming solar winds are due to cause geomagnetic interaction early next week. Solar wind speed is currently 560 kilometers per second at 9.1 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are just terrible until dark, then okay below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level. The current sunspot number is 48. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jenny Getty of Red Hook, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXE sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXE.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
Broadcast over any FM car radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Throw away your bulky transmitters and broadcasting towers. The Superstar Celebrity Microphone lets you hear your voice through any AM radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
He's in for some loving.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times. U.S. and European allies move swiftly to impose sanctions on Russia after they say President Vladimir Putin breached international law.
I deem it necessary to make a decision that should have been made long time ago, to immediately recognize the independence and sovereignty of Donetsk People's Republic and Lugansk People's Republic.
President Joe Biden signed an executive order blocking new U.S. investment, trade, and financing from flowing into the two regions in Ukraine, which is currently surrounded by up to 190,000 Russian troops. The Ohio Redistricting Commission has until noon tomorrow to show why it should not be held in contempt for ignoring a state Supreme Court deadline. It was the third chance the panel had to draw fair legislative maps. Maki Somerset with the Ohio Organizing Collaborative says the new maps were rigged to undermine the voices of marginalized people and communities of color.
This is just another example of our legislators putting their own party over people's interests. At the end of the day, if we're going to build a democracy that works for all of us, that means that we need to pick our leaders and not the other way around.
A three-judge panel in North Carolina has until Wednesday at noon to set new legislative district maps. Two lawsuits argue the proposed maps gave Republicans an unfair advantage in elections and took power away from Black voters. And in Washington state, a new bill would ensure future maps comply with the Washington Voting Rights Act by requiring prior approval. Aldell Ramirez is a community organizer in the region with One America.
Litigation is costly. It takes away resources from communities that should better use those resources to provide services and infrastructure for their residents instead of fighting prolonged court battles or things over systems that are clearly in violation of the Washington State Voting Rights Act.
A lawsuit is challenging the way redistricting happened in the Yakima Valley, arguing the map creates a facade of a Latino-majority district. A grassroots group of Republican critics of former President Donald Trump are gathering in D.C. this week to support state and federal lawmakers who refuse to support allegations that the 2020 presidential election was rigged. The event, hosted by Principals First for America, is intended to counteract the programming of the high-profile Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida. Steel producers are asking the Biden administration to keep a Trump-era tariff on foreign-made steel. U.S. Senator Mike Braun of Indiana says import quota agreements with allied countries can be managed while protecting domestic steel production. But when it comes to more hostile nations, he says the administration should move carefully.
Dealing with Japan in the EU is a much different venture because it's got a little bit of a handshake and trust to it. I don't know if there's any of that with the relationship with China.
The 25% levy on imported steel was intended to stabilize domestic production. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
In the WGXC community calendar, online at WGXC.org, has all sorts of local events that you can attend online or in person, including the Mountaintop Historical Society presents their first program of 2022. It's called Enslaved People as Property in Delaware County, 1790 to 1830. It's a Zoom talk by Diane Galusha, a historian, author, and president of the Town of Middleton Historical Society, about what the institution of slavery looked like in Delaware County, farms, towns, and industry following the Revolutionary War. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org to find out more about the Mountaintop Historical Society's Zoom talk that's Sunday, February 27th from 3 to 5 p.m., about people as property in Delaware County from 1790 to 1830.
I'm Tom Rowe with WGXC in Acre with this week's WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 19th and 20th congressional seats in New York. Current Democratic Representatives Antonio Delgado and Paul Tonko vote with the positions of President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the 538.com website.
Murray Thompson reports in the Post Star that Liz Laramie Joy is once again running for the Republican nomination to challenge incumbent Democrat Paul Tonko in the 20th Congressional District, which includes Albany County. Joy won the GOP nomination in 2020 and lost to Tonko in the general election in a district that then included the cities of Albany and Troy and voted for Joe Biden by 20 points. The new district lines, however, move parts of Albany County into the 19th congressional district, and Biden would have won this area by 17.3 points. Joy said, and I quote, "Right now, most Americans do not believe that there is a strong future. We now have a climate in our country where more people are politically engaged than they were in 2020, end quote. Congressional off-year elections, however, never draw more voters than in presidential election years. Joy says what is different this year is more potential support from national Republicans in this local race. Joy says the National Republican Congressional Committee has designated the district as, and I quote, top targeted race, end quote, this year. She added, and I quote, "That did not happen in 2020," end quote. What did happen in 2020 is that Joe Biden was elected president, a fact that Joy won't exactly say. Joy said that if she had been in office on January 6, 2020, she would have voted against certifying the election. She said, and I quote, "Joe Biden is president, period. But I do believe there was massive voter fraud in our 2020 elections, and we have to get it right before we have the 2022 election," end quote. Joy said on Twitter she attended the rally January 6 in Washington, D.C., that preceded the coup attempt. Joy said she rode on a bus chartered to take people from the Capital Region to the rally before the riot. Joy tweeted that day, and I quote, "Hundreds of thousands of people attended today's rally to stand for election integrity," end quote. So far, Joy, a 53-year-old who lives in Schenectady, is the only Republican running in the June primary election. Read more about this story in the Post Star.
Murray Thompson reports for the Post Star that Representative Paul Tonko, Democrat from Amsterdam who represents Albany County and the rest of the 20th Congressional District, has a lot more campaign cash heading into 2022 than his Republican opponent. Tonko had $1.05 million in his campaign fund on December 31st, when the last reporting period ended. Republican challenger Liz Lemery Joy of Schenectady, who the story calls, quote, "a former blogger and public speaker," unquote, had $163,022 in her campaign fund as of December 31st. Tonko raised $782,402 in contributions in 2021, including $73,220 in small dollar contributions. Joy raised $316,879 in 2021, but beat Tonko with $151,751 in small dollar contributions. Read more about this story in the Post Star. Cook Political Report released its latest ratings of competitive elections February 16th, and Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat representing the 19th Congressional District, got good news with his new district being called, quote, "likely Democrat." Just to the south, Democrat Sean Maloney's 18th Congressional District is listed as lean Democrat. To the north, Democrat Paul Tonko's 20th District and Republican Elise Stefanik's 21st District are not listed as competitive races, as the incumbents are expected to win easily. Inside Elections rates Delgado and Maloney's chances slightly better, calling their districts likely Democratic over their slightly different scale that also includes lean and tilt. Larry Sabato's House ratings for the University of Virginia's Center for Politics judges Maloney's 18th district as lean Democrat, Delgado's 19th district as likely Democrat, and calls both Tonko's and Stefanik's seats safe. Congress will be back in session February 28th. This has been the WGXC Congressional Report. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Next, we hear from three legendary jazz performers, Peter Brotzman on reeds, Milford Grave on drums, and William Parker on bass. This is Sides C from their 2022 album, Historic Music, Past Tense Future.
Thank you.
From 2022, that was Side C from Historic Music Past Tense Future, the album from saxophonist Peter Brotzman, drummer Milford Graves, and bassist William Parker.
The WGXC Radio Awards are this Saturday on the radio, and this year, not just programmers can vote, but anyone who is a sustaining supporter of WGXC should have gotten an email with a link to a place to cast your ballot. So look in your email box if you're a WGXC sustaining supporter or a WGXC programmer, and make votes today for the WGXC Radio Awards, which will be announced Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. on February 26th on 90.7 FM.
Okay, Ernie, what is it now?
What is it now? Why, I'm here in my tubby, Bert.
Yeah?
And that means I'm going to wash myself.
So what do you need me for?
What a silly question. I'm going to wash myself, and while I do, you're going to pretend you're washing yourself.
I am?
Of course you are. That's what all the boys and girls listening to the record are going to do.
Ah.
Are you ready, Bert?
Look, no, Ernie. Well, you see, I don't
Good. Really... And are all you kids ready? Good. Okay, everybody, wash! Everybody wash your hands! Everybody wash your face! Everybody wash your ears! Everybody wash your tummy! Okay, Bert, you take the next one.
My turn?
Yep, you do it.
Okay. Everybody wash your heels.
Your heels, Bert?
Yeah, this is fun.
Okay.
Everybody wash your kneecap.
Your kneecap, Bert?
Your kneecap, both of them.
Okay, got them.
Here we go. Everybody wash your thumbs.
We did that when we did the hands, Bert.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Everybody wash your, here comes, big toe.
Oh, that's a good one, Bert.
I like that. Now,
everybody wash your everything.
Yeah, your big toe and your kneecap.
Right.
Oh, I gotta wash my socks.
Next up, we hear 2020 new music from Bobby Previtt, Jamie Saft, and Nels Klein. Bobby Previtt is a composer and percussionist based in the Hudson Valley. The album from 2020 is called Music from the Early 21st Century. This is the first track, Photobomb, from Bobby Previtt, Jamie Saft, and Nels Klein.
Thank you.
2020 new music from Bobby Previtt, Jamie Saft, and Nels Klein. The song is Photobomb on the radio at WGXC.org.
Another one buys the dust.